Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. North Korean nukes, Somali pirates, helicopters, jet airplanes, submarines, aircraft carriers, adventure, military ops, current event drama, and of course, some romance. Dive into the heart-pounding realm of military pilots turned civilian contractors with Glenn A. Bell's latest action adventure, Back to Somalia. Born from the experiences of those who have flown perilous missions in Iraq, this gripping narrative is tailor-made for adrenaline junkies. Glenn has not always been an author. In fact, most of his life has been as a pilot, flying helicopters and commercial jet transport airplanes. Just like his main character, nicknamed Cajun, he was a warrant officer in the Army. He's flown most U.S. Army helicopters. Glenn has experience as an air mission commander. Glenn A. Bell, author of the action-adventure novel Back to Somalia, is our guest on This Week in America. Glenn, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's a big pleasure for me to be here with you.
I just love what you've done in this book. What a great story that you tell. And let's start with the very beginning of this. What inspired you to write this book, the book Back to Somalia? Where did this idea come from?
Well, Rick, when I think back about what inspired me, it was a discussion I was having with an old friend of mine. Now, the discussion we were having was, what was I going to do in my retirement from a position as a captain for Aloha Airlines? I was flying passengers to and from Hawaii. Now, he suggested I write a book about my years flying military helicopters and flying passenger aircraft. Now, at the time, we were having lunch on the island of Maui. We were looking out over the beautiful Pacific Ocean. Sipping on a Heineken, where I started to write out the plot of a potential book on a napkin when the recent news of the pirates off the coast of Somalia had hijacked the Maersk Alabama cargo ship came to my mind. Now, some of your listeners will remember that movie starring Tom Hanks about that situation.
Yes.
Now, it really blew my mind that it was so easy for pirates to hijack the ship because there are no defensive weapons allowed on commercial ships. Now, the bad guys were eventually killed by the U.S. Navy, but the lawless nature of pirates in and around Somalia stuck in my mind.
Exactly. How did you proceed from those preliminary thoughts as you're sipping on the Heineken and looking at the beauty of Hawaii to the story you eventually produced in this novel, Back to Somalia? What was that transformation? How did that go?
Also, in the recent news over the years, everybody's heard it, was that Iran had been collaborating with North Korea on nuclear technology. It occurred to me that if they were sharing nuclear technology in parts, the possibility that they would share one of their crude nuclear bombs was indeed likely. Now, I've always felt that the exchange of hardware did take place. Now, if that was the case, then it follows that it would be very possible for pirates to hijack the ship, transporting the nuke back to the shoreline, probably in Mogadishu, Somalia.
That's an amazing mind that you have in putting these together and creating this wonderful story. The story is Back to Somalia by Glenn A. Bell. And we'll give you all the information where the book's available. His website, by the way, glennbellbooks.com. Glenn with two N's, G-L-E-N-N, bellbooks.com. So how did you settle on the title? I keep saying Back to Somalia. Tell me how the title came about.
Well, many people remember the movie Black Hawk Down, which was a great movie.
Yes.
It was about the failed attempt of the United States military to capture the Somali warlord Mohammed Idi back in 1993. Now, we were shot up pretty badly, and many of our troops were injured and killed. Now, the U.S. military was shamed off the beaches of Somalia, back to our ships in defeat. The bottom line is that the United States government would be hard-pressed to ever send in our military back into Somalia after that failed and embarrassing defeat. But wait a minute. Now there is such a thing as companies referred to as contractors. A professional group of civilian contractors could be assigned a mission back to Somalia to carry out a mission because if they failed, there would be plausible deniability that the United States military was ever involved.
Well, you have us hooked. The name of the book, Back to Somalia, as I mentioned, Glenn Bell is the author and our guest on the program. Tell us a little bit about your military experience. So much of this is based on your knowledge, sometimes your eyewitness knowledge of what happens. Talk about the military background that you had.
Well, Rick, now's the time where I really have to date myself. This is going to be hard for me, but my first military experience goes all the way back to the Vietnam era. I was in the United States Air Force for 4 years, from 1966 through 1970. Now, after that time, I was out of the military for about 10 years while I built up my civilian flight experience and certifications. Now, in 1982, I was sent to the Army Fort Rucker, Alabama Flight School to transition into helicopters. Now, at the time, there was a program referred to as the Civilian Acquired Skills Program. Now, if you had a commercial pilot's license, which I did, and you had at least 1,000 hours of flying time, and if you were a former military veteran, the Army awarded a commission as a warrant officer. Now, I spent the remainder of my military flying in the Hawaii Army National Guard. Now, most people are aware of the vast amount of military in Hawaii. And of course, there's Pearl Harbor, there's Hickam Air Force Base, Kaneohe Marine Corps Air Station, and the Army 25th Infantry Division, just to name the big ones. Now, I was part of the 1293rd Aviation Battalion, which was primarily on the drawing board to be inserted into a trouble spot somewhere in the Pacific. Now, we were a Cobra attack helicopter company with, we had 16 helicopters, had our own pilots, mechanics. We had cooks, pots, pans, fuel trucks. We had everything. But as it turned out, the only place the 1293rd company went was to Iraq. Now, to shorten the story, I was a pilot in command. I was a unit trainer and a safety officer. Back in the days before we transitioned out of the Air Mobile Company flying Huey helicopters, I received extra training and functioned as an air mission commander. I was Nighthawk qualified, night vision pilot qualified, Nap of the Earth pilot qualified, instrument, and of course, military mission qualified. Now, our company was evaluated and signed off by the United States Army as a Cobra attack helicopter company fit for combat. Now, you'll find this interesting. We used to fly down to the Army training area down on the Big Island of Hawaii in between two mountain peaks in an area known as Pohakaloa to train on our weapon systems twice a year. Now, day after day, night after night, for several days, we fired TOW missiles, 2.75 folded fin rockets, 40 millimeter grenades, and of course, the most fun was the Gatling gun. Now, right after the Iraq War, we were required by the Army to turn in our Cobras and transition into the Chinook heavy lift helicopters. I went back into the Army at Fort Rucker and spent several months training on that machine. Within a couple months back in Hawaii, I moved back up to pilot in command once more, and we received 15 brand new Chinooks. Now, over the years, I was part of the training structure that trained new guys as they came on board.
What an amazing career. I see a biography. If you haven't started already, you really should do that. What a fascinating background. What you saw during that moment of history and sort of the basis for Back to Somalia, the adventure novel written by Glenn A. Bell, our guest on the program. His book is available wherever books are sold, authorreputationpress.com in their bookstore, glennbellbooks.com, his website, and of course, all of the usual places to buy books. Since flying jet transport aircraft, namely the Boeing 737 in your novel, perhaps you could elaborate a little on your civilian flying experiences. Those have been extensive as well.
I'd love to, Rick. If any of your listeners today ever visited Hawaii and flew around the Hawaiian Islands on twin-engine tour planes, some of them would have flown with me. I was a pilot and eventually the chief pilot and director of operations for a company that had 10 twin-engine beach aircraft. Now, darn near every day, we flew 100 passengers at low level over the beautiful Hawaiian Islands. Now, after several years of doing that, I was hired on with Aloha Airlines in Hawaii. Now, I was there when the roof blew off of the airplane, Flight 243 from Hilo to Honolulu. Now, after that incident, all the older 100 series 737s were sold off, and then we flew just the 200 series inter-island for many years. Now, later, we acquired and transitioned into the 737-300, 400, and 700 glass cockpit aircraft. Besides flying back and forth around the Hawaiian Islands, we flew to Vancouver, Oakland, San Diego, Orange County, Las Vegas, Phoenix. As a captain, I quit counting when I had amassed somewhere in excess of 24,000 hours.
That's just amazing. And besides, at Glenn's website, information on the book, there are pictures there. Good story, good background on Back to Somalia. And of course, you can order the book there as well. Let's get into the real meat of the novel, Back to Somalia. This is just a gripping story that you tell. If you would, put together maybe a few thoughts explaining what people should know about the book and why they're going to be excited and why you will ruin their sleep patterns because they won't be able to put it down at night. Just one more chapter before I go to bed. Tell us about the book, Back to Somalia.
Well, Rick, I do hope I wrecked a few people's sleep. But my new action adventure sprung out of the dangerous world of military pilots who have flown hundreds of missions in Iraq and, of course, Afghanistan. Many of them are civilians now. They're flying for one of the new civilian contractors, that's in quotes,
yes,
who are given many of the controversial missions the Army wants to avoid. Now, I describe my book as being for all of those adrenaline junkies who seek action written in a manner that pulls the reader into the cockpit while under fire. Now, how do I do that? Well, Rick, I went to great lengths to put the reader into the mindset of a real pilot. For example, there are several passages in the book that require the reader to experience with the pilots going through a before engine start checklist in both helicopters and airplanes. Now, I don't go through the entire checklist, but just enough so everyone realizes this is not like in the movies where pilots just jump in and fly off. No. Even in stressful moments, they have to go through the checklist to get the thing airborne. Now, in other areas of the book, the reader follows right along with real pilots as they prepare each other with briefings and checklists to execute an instrument approach at night and in weather to an airport in Ethiopia and a Boeing 737. Now, in my story, Ethan Bro, his call sign is Cajun, has been flying charters out of Bristol, England for 2 years. His life as a civilian pilot has been going very well after many years of flying special operation missions in Army helicopters in Iraq. Now, Cajun is sought out by the CIA to coordinate then execute a super clandestine military style operation into Mogadishu, Somalia, and that is to retrieve the North Korean nuclear weapon hijacked by pirates at the behest of Hezbollah terrorists. Now, they intended to deliver it off the coast of Israel. Now, he reluctantly agrees to take on the dangerous mission only after learning that Savannah, she was a nurse with Doctors Without Borders and the love of his life, is being held on the outskirts of Ethiopia. Now, taking Savannah was a big mistake for the Somali soldiers because had they not kidnapped her during their unprovoked raid, he would likely not have become involved in a civilian contractor relationship with the United States. Now, Cajun brings together all of his special operation buddies from the old days in Iraq. The U.S. government provides everything needed in the way of military helicopters because the United States cannot set foot back in Somalia after the failed Battle of Mogadishu in 1993. The mission must be carried out covertly. Back to Somalia brings to the reader realism for action, much in the same way as that was written about the incident in Somalia when one of our Black Hawk helicopters was shot down. However, in this book, I describe what it is actually like to take part in mission planning, the realism in the execution of multiple military skirmishes involving air-to-ground firefights could only have been written by someone who has flown these aircraft and actually pulled the trigger on the weapon systems, which bring conflicts to swift resolutions. I describe in great detail what it is like to be at the flight controls of these massive military helicopters. I provide a blow-by-blow description of what it is like to be in the captain's seat of a Boeing 737 jet transport, executing an instrument approach into a small airfield in Asuwa, Ethiopia at midnight. Now, once you have read the story, you feel as though you could plan a mission and fly a Cobra attack helicopter on a mission, firing rockets on the way into the enemy target. You feel you could fly a Chinook loaded to 50,000 pounds, filled with Special Operations Army Rangers at night using military night vision goggles. Now, the entire story is compelling, with a most unexpected high drama climax involving the United States Navy.
You have the special way of drawing us in. You're not just sort of describing, you're going into detail, not over detail, but enough that we really feel like we're there. This is a movie playing out in our mind as we are reading this, and we feel like we're part of it. I guess an IMAX movie, we feel like we actually could be part of the action. The book is Back to Somalia by Glenn A. Bell. His website is glennbellbooks.com. All that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Everyone wants to know more about the beautiful Savannah in the novel, the love, the great love of Cajun's life that pushes him, the main character, Cajun, to go to great lengths to secure her safety. Tell us a little bit more about her.
Well, along the way to publish this novel, I have been asked over and over the genre that most describe its story. Now, of course, there's no denying that it belongs in the action and our military genre. However, there are several chapters devoted to a real love story. And that fact is substantiated by the many five-star reviews the book has received. And most of the time, they're from women who appreciate the way he rescues her. Now, that's all I'm going to say about the rescue at this time, with this exception. I dare anyone to find a more daring way to rescue a damsel in distress.
Boy, you've got our attention with that. And you can find out how this unfolds in Glenn's book, Back to Somalia. Could you tell the audience a little more about the main character, Cajun, the many instances where he talks about his experience and expertise and love for the Southern Louisiana cuisine?
Again, I have been asked many times if I am the real Cajun in the novel.
Yes.
The answer, of course, is yes and no. Most of my friends growing up in Louisiana have French Cajun blood flowing through their bodies. However, I am not a Louisiana Cajun, as my mom and dad both came from Texas. As most people know, Lake Charles, Louisiana, where I was born, is the location of multiple oil refineries. My dad needed a job and transplanted he and his family from Texas to Lake Charles to work in the oil refineries. Now, yes, part of the answer is that both the character and myself were both warrant officers flying the Huey, the Cobra attack helicopter, and the Chinook heavy lift helicopter. Now, they were both pilot of command, unit trainers, and air mission commanders. They both had extensive civilian flight experience and flew as a captain for Aloha Airlines on the latest glass cockpits, Boeing 737. Then there is the question of Cajun's love interest, Savannah. Now, personally, although like most men, I had a long time ago blonde girlfriend, but her name was definitely not Savannah. In regards to Cajun food, there is no one on earth that loves it more than I do. The list is long for those dishes to love, but none more than Louisiana gumbo.
Yes.
Now, for those that live down there in Louisiana, they would tell you about the various wonderful gumbos. Now, there's gumbo with sausage, there's seafood gumbo, ducks, you name it, you put it in a gumbo. Now, as much as I love it, I am definitely not a very good cook. However, it has been said by quite a few of my friends that my Southern pecan pie is the best that they ever had by far.
I love that. Southern pecan pie. You have me on that as well. I'm wrapped up in the story and the dessert that I could be reading, eating as I'm reading the story. The book is Back to Somalia. Feel like I should call you Cajun, but this is Glenn that I've got on the program. I understand that there's been interest. I mentioned coming up alive in your mind like a movie. Some movie producing companies interested in the possibility of turning your novel, Back to Somalia, into a feature film. Bring us up to date on that and whether or not you think there will be a movie that will be produced.
Well, Rick, I would answer that question this way. Yes, there has been a definite interest, and at least two movie studios have studied my novel, written a very positive evaluation to include their belief that my screenplay was very well done. And that is, it's being considered along with other projects on their drawing board. In fact, if you would indulge me, you and your audience, I would like to read to you and your audience, just one of them, what they had to say. Of course, I'm not going to reveal the name of the studio.
No, please do. This is very insightful. It gives us sort of a behind-the-scenes look at how this whole thing progresses. Go ahead, please do.
All right, this is just one of two. It starts out this way. Glenn A. Bell's latest action-packed adventure, Back to Somalia, delivers an electrifying narrative and thrusts readers into the adrenaline-fueled world of military pilots turned civilian contractors. Drawing from his own experiences and expertise, Bell crafts a gripping tale that immerses readers in the heart-pounding action of high-stakes missions and covert operations. At the center of the story is Ethan Bro, a.k.a. Cajun, a former special operations pilot now navigating the skies as a civilian. When the CIA recruits him for a perilous mission to reclaim a stolen nuclear weapon in Mogadishu, Somalia, Cajun is propelled back into the dangerous world he thought he had left behind. Now, what follows is a pulse-pounding journey filled with intrigue, danger, and race against time. One of the most captivating aspects of Bell's narrative is in its authenticity. As a former military pilot himself, Bell brings a level of realism to the story that is unmatched. His vivid descriptions of cockpit maneuvers, mission planning, and aerial combat transport readers directly into the action, making them feel as though they are right alongside Cajun and his team every step of the way. Moreover, Bell's attention to detail is commendable. From the intricacies of flying military helicopters to the precision of executing instrument approaches, every aspect of the narrative is meticulously researched and expertly portrayed. Readers will find themselves fully immersed in the intricacies of military aviation, gaining a newfound appreciation for the skill and bravery of those who take to the skies in defense of this country. But beyond its technical accuracy, Back to Somalia is a story of resilience, loyalty, and the unbreakable bonds forged in the heat of battle. Cajun's determination to rescue his beloved Savannah drives the narrative forward, adding an emotional depth that resonates long after the final page is turned. In conclusion, Glenn A. Bell's Back to Somalia is a thrilling roller coaster ride of action and adventure that will leave readers on the edge of their seats from start to finish. With its gripping narrative, authentic portrayal of military life, and unexpected twists, this book is sure to captivate fans of adrenaline-pumping thrillers and aviation enthusiasts alike. That's what they had to say.
Boy, and that sums it up so well. This is just a beautifully written book. The book is Back to Somalia by Glenn A. Bell. Glenn is two N's, G-L-E-N-N. I say that because you'll need it for his website, glennbellbooks.com. Great pictures there, great information, great background. You can order the book there as well. Book also available, authorreputationpress.com, all of the usual places, links on our website. Glenn, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I've got to ask before we leave here, are you working on another book? You just really nailed this. Another book maybe that you're working on.
Yes, Rick. In fact, I am. It will involve Ukraine. There's a lot of money going into Ukraine.
Yes.
We don't know where all that money's going, and there will be a very, very good book written about that situation.
Well, look forward to reading it and hopefully having a chance to talk about that as well. Glenn Bell has been our guest on the program. Glenn, a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much. Congratulations on just a beautifully written book and its success. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Glenn Bell, that's G-L-E-N-N Bell. Book is available wherever books are sold. Send it to authorreputationpress.com and his website, glennbellbooks.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.